Lion of Judah, whose wrath will be so terrible to the rejecters of His grace, will be the Lamb of God to the obedient and faithful. The pillar of cloud will speak terror and wrath to the transgressors of God's law, but light and mercy and deliverance to those who have kept His commandments. The arm strong to smite the rebellious will be strong to deliver the loyal. Every faithful one will be surely gathered. He will send His angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together His elect from the four winds, from one end of the heaven to the other. Brethren, you to whom the truths of God's word have been opened, what part will you act in this momentous time of the closing scenes of earth's history? Are you awake to these solemn realities? Do you realize this grand work of preparation that is going on in heaven and earth? Let all who have received the light, who have had opportunity of reading and hearing the prophecy, take heed to keep those things that are written therein, for the time is at hand. Let none now venture to tamper with sin or remain in a state of lethargy and stupid indifference. Let not the destiny of your soul hang upon an uncertainty. Know for yourselves that you are fully on the Lord's side. Let the inquiry go forth from sincere hearts and trembling lips. Who shall be able to stand? Have you, in the precious hours of probation mercifully granted you, been putting the very best material into your character building? Have you been purifying your souls from every sin? Have you followed the light? Have your works corresponded with the profession of your faith? It is possible to be a formal, partial believer and yet be found wanting and lose eternal life. It is possible to practice some of the Bible injunctions and be regarded as a Christian and yet perish because you are lacking in essential qualifications that constitute Christian character. The destroying angels have the commission from the Lord. Begin at my sanctuary. And they began at the ancient men which were before the house. If the warnings which God has given are neglected or regarded with indifference, if you suffer sin to be cherished, you are sealing your soul's destiny. You are being weighed in the balances and found wanting. Grace, peace, and pardon will be forever withdrawn. Jesus will have passed by, never again to come within the reach of your prayers and entreaties. While mercy lingers, while Jesus is making intercession for us, let us make thorough work for eternity. Review and Herald, January 11, 1887.